Blackstone Audio presents April 4, 1968, Martin Luther King Jr.'s Death and How It Changed America by Michael Eric Dyson. Preface. When Martin Luther King Jr. was murdered, I was a 9-year-old schoolboy. I had no idea who he was, had never heard his name or seen him in action. Just as technology had allowed him to speak at his own funeral, it offered me my first glimpse of King's oratorical magic. Like so many folk born after he died, I first met King on television. I was sitting on the living room floor of my inner-city Detroit home. Martin Luther King Jr. has just been shot in Memphis, Tennessee, the newsman announced, interrupting whatever program we were watching. My father sat behind me in his favorite chair. He was barely able to utter, "Hmm." It was one of those compressed sighs that held back far more pain than it let loose. It came from deep inside his body, an involuntary reflex like somebody had punched him in the gut. The newsman reported that King had been seriously wounded on a hotel balcony. Then we were ushered by film into Mason Temple for the climax of King's soul-shaking last speech. When he finished, I was stunned. That words could thrill me that way, that they could cause such delicious pandemonium in an audience. King's electrifying rhetoric stood the hair on my arms at attention. Soon the newsman broke faith once more with the scheduled programming to announce the final tragedy. Martin Luther King Jr. has been assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee, at 39 years old. After King's death, I hungered to know him. I haunted libraries in search of biographies, sent off for recordings of his speeches, talked to teachers about his life. I learned that he was a man of peace and love. I also got scared. If King could be murdered for seeking to heal the nation's racial fractures...